So welcome everyone to another Feldenkrais adventure experience. Today's lesson is an opportunity for us to explore not being invested in result and at the same time allowing ourselves to learn a function that, again, makes us feel more in our bodies and more able to do everything simply because we've learned how to do one thing well. And what I love about this lesson is that Feldenkrais begins it from the perspective of not wanting to try. We don't want to try as we do this lesson. We want to just allow ourselves to experience the movement in the laziest way possible, even if that means that it feels like you're not getting anywhere or doing anything. Just remember, there's nowhere to get to. You're already there. So lie on your backs. And just take a moment in resting on your backs to give yourselves to the floor. So one of the things that's interesting about this lesson is how it affects my experience of the different sides of myself. So take a moment to tune into your right side. And just noticing, for example, sensing the right side of your face and how you allow the muscles of your face to yield to gravity. Do you let the muscles of your face yield to gravity? Or does it feel like there's some sort of tension? And of course, right now we're paying attention to the right side of the face. It's impossible to not include the other side. That's like telling you not to pay attention to the elephant in the room. But your focus is on how the right cheek can let go, the right side of the mouth. And then let your attention travel down to the side of your neck, the right side of your neck, your right shoulder, noticing how the shoulder blade touches the floor, and the space between your right shoulder blade and your spine, that area of your rib cage. And then continuing downward, noticing the rest of your rib cage on the right-hand side, moving down towards the area of your waist, the space between your ribs and your pelvis, the right side of your lumbar spine. Notice how the right side of your pelvis connects with the floor. Maybe you can feel the rim of your iliac crest, or maybe there's more contact with the bones closer to the sacrum. And then sensing your right leg, the parts of the leg that make contact with the floor, the space underneath your knee, if there is one, how your right heel connects, where your right toe points. And then also giving the same attention to your right arm, the pressure you feel under your elbow, how your wrists relate to the floor, what your fingers are doing. And then also, just for a moment, notice your breathing and whether there's a sense of breathing on the right side. And then with all that marvelous information that you've just gathered about your right side, can you go over to your left side and give yourself a similar tour? And maybe you do it differently on this side based on your interest, your curiosity. Do you get a global picture of your left side? Or do you want to start at the top and work down? Or is there a piece of your left side that attracts your attention, the way your fingers are curled or the way your heel is pressing? Just noticing, how do you skip about? And then once you've given yourself some information about that left side, is it possible to also include the right? so that now you're getting a global vision of yourself. And so many, many times in Feldenkrais lessons, we're looking at sort of the general and the specific, right? The big picture and the detail. So as you expand your awareness to include the whole of yourself, just notice how you do that. Is it like a field? Or again, are you darting about at the details? And now if your legs are close together, just spread them a bit. If they're already spread, that's fine. And raise your right arm so that your hand is reaching up towards the ceiling, but the arm is not straight. It's kind of, the elbow is relaxed and the hand is drooping. So everything is just kind of lazy, as if your arm has just floated up into the air and is just hanging out there with a minimum amount of effort. And from there, could you just begin a movement of your arm moving towards the ceiling so that the shoulder comes up off the floor and then the shoulder comes back down? But you don't ever really straighten your arm. It's almost as if you just kind of handed your arm to somebody and they're just very gently lifting it up in the air and then putting it down so that your shoulder can reach the floor. Take your time with it. And as you're doing that movement, to begin to pay attention to what's happening, not just in the shoulder blade lifting off the floor, but how it feels in the sort of upper right front quadrant of your chest. And you can feel how your shoulder starts to curl a little bit. Now, take that movement and let the movement of your arm begin to carry your hand towards the left, as if, again, this imaginary person is now trying to pull your arm over to the left in such a way that they want to pick you up. That doesn't mean you have to get up, but you're kind of feeling that gentle tug. And just notice as you do that, what are the options you have for your head? And in this case, you want to let your head feel kind of like a heavy ball, so that as this person is pulling on your arm over to the left, your head kind of hangs backward. So you kind of start to feel as if your chin maybe moves a little bit away from your chest, and the back of your head is moving on the floor. You know, sort of as if somebody's trying to get you up, but you're going, nah, I don't really want to move. And so the head just kind of slides backwards or tilts backwards as the arm is pulling. And then let it go, let the arm come down, and just take a rest for a moment. And just notice as you're doing that resting, how just this movement alone has changed something in the relationship of the upper part of your torso, maybe even lower to the floor. Noticing what you feel in your head and your neck. And then raise your left arm up. And just begin with that movement of raising the arm, right? So the arm is kind of raising up and the shoulder is coming up off the floor. The shoulder blade is coming up off the floor. You start to feel it in the neck. And of course, you've just had an experience on your right side. And so part of you already knows where we're going. And so maybe because of that, you can sense something even more clearly in your chin. See what happens if you let the arm lift even more so that you actually feel your head wanting to tip backwards a little bit. Really letting your head yield to gravity so that you're exposing your neck, the front of your neck. Without straining, without tensing in your jaw, and then just begin to let that arm travel to the right. Again, as if this person's going, come on, get up, but you don't want to. So you start to feel how your torso might rotate a little bit as you're leaving your head hanging back. And as you're doing this movement of your arm traveling to the right and your head being very lazy, you could begin to let your head turn. So it's still doing that tilting, sliding motion, but, you know, play around for a moment. See what it's like if you let your head turn to the right a few times as your arm is being pulled. But also let it be turning to the left sometimes, so that even as your arm is going to the right and your head is sliding backwards, you're turning towards your left, you'll see that it creates a kind of very interesting angle and relationship with your arm. As you're doing this, begin to pay attention to your breathing. Is there a moment where you're interfering with your breath? So everybody just put your arm down now and just pause a moment. And just notice when you've gone into the pause, is there a different quality to your breathing right now? Is there something that happens that's different? Than when you're working. And so now raise your right arm up again. And can you try the movement that you've just been doing, having the arm lift, having the arm travel over to the left? Begin to include the rolling of your head, but see if as you're doing the movement on this side, you can stay with this breath so that there's never a moment where you feel like you need to hold your breath or strain or push. As soon as you feel like something's interfering, or maybe here's another thing that happens sometimes, is that as your arm is traveling over to the left and your head is moving like that, maybe there's something tensing in the lower back or pushing downward in another part of yourself. So see if you can just let the rest of yourself be like a bag of bones. And by the way, if it's not happening, don't worry. It's going to happen by the end of the lesson, right? So either way, if you're not clear right now, it'll get clearer. And then let the whole thing go and rest. And now raise both arms up in the air and interlace your fingers, leaving a sort of an ovaly circle, as if you were holding like one of those egg balls in your arms, straighter, but towards the ceiling. Yeah, so it's not like they're perfectly straight, but it's not like your elbows are so bent like you're holding a pillow. And now keeping again this kind of sweet oval shape, could you once again begin lifting both shoulders off the floor, as if this person is holding onto your arms and lifting your whole, you know, both arms off up to the ceiling. And so you'll feel both shoulders sliding up. And as you do that, can you let your head just hang back? Again, that feeling of like, oh, don't make me get up. So you kind of feel the shoulders sliding as the, don't straighten your arms completely. Let your arms be soft, so that you're not tensing and you're not hyperextending in your elbows. You want your elbows to stay soft, as if you have that ball in your arms and your shoulders are sliding upward and your head is just hanging back. And as you're doing that, once again, pay attention. What's happening in the front of your chest? Can you allow the front of the chest to be super soft? And don't tense or push in your lower back. There's so many lessons where Feldenkrais tells you to, you know, pay attention to your abdominal muscles to see how you can work with your abdominal muscles. In this lesson, he says, don't use your abdominal muscles. See if you can let your stomach be absolutely relaxed as you do this. So if you feel the moment that you're lifting your shoulders that you start tensing in your abdomen, that means that you're going too far. Staying connected to your easy breath, and then let it go and rest. And now bend your right leg and put your right foot so that it's standing on the floor. And raise your right arm like you did in the beginning of the lesson. So it's soft, the elbow is soft, the hand is limp. And you're going to resume the movement that you were doing, which is letting that arm come up so that the shoulder comes off the floor, and then the arm travels over to the left. As the arm is traveling over to the left, you're letting your head hang back. Maybe it turns in one direction or the other. And you'll see that just by virtue of having the foot on the floor, it changes a little bit how the movement goes. Now, here's the challenge. You're not doing some sort of press with the foot and lift the hip kind of roll movement. You're still initiating this movement from your arm and your shoulder. So you're going to feel like you can turn a little bit more, and you'll feel how your foot changes its pressure a little bit against the floor, and that's fine, but you're not intentionally pushing with your foot or with your hip. You're just letting your head hang back and roll a little bit as you do it. See if the spine can begin to turn a little bit as you do this. And you might even find that as your arm is pulling, that your head might lift up a little bit. You know, if this person keeps on pulling you, eventually they would pull your head up off the floor a little bit. But don't force it. And if you feel any kind of strain in your neck, you just let that go. So you're just feeling that movement of the arm pulling the shoulder, the head hanging back so that the neck is exposed. It turns a little bit. Maybe the head comes up to sort of look where I'm going. The spine is turning. It's amazing. You know, you think about babies play around with this kind of movement all the time, and you don't have to tell them all these words. They're just kind of figuring it out as they go along. And then let it go and rest. And now bend your left leg and bring your left arm up and try the same thing. So remembering always that it initiates from that shoulder lifting up and then carrying you over to the right, your head hanging back. But as you're doing this now, could you once again include this idea that you're intentionally turning your head this way and that? So you try one time as the arm lifts and the head hangs back, that the head rolls to the right, so you feel one kind of thing underneath your chin. And then maybe the next time you turn your head the other way so that you can feel what happens underneath your chin and the back of your neck when you turn the other way. Again, thinking about that easy, soft breath. This should be a languorous movement. Noticing if you do anything extra in your lumbar spine, tensing in your buttocks, let go of any of that stuff. It's sort of like discovering and going, I don't really know how anything moves. Let me see what happens if this arm just carries me along. Letting your spine roll a little bit. Don't force it. We don't have to get anywhere. And then let it go and rest. And now bend your right leg and bring your right leg up over your chest. And you're going to interlace your fingers behind the fold of your knee, so underneath your shin. And if, you know, obviously if that's painful for anyone, you find a way to hold it. But if you can interlace, that's great. If you can have your thumb with the rest of your fingers, that's ideal. But again, each person find what's comfortable for you in a way where your arms can still remain relaxed. And now holding on to your leg like this, you're going to begin lengthening your leg downward as if it wanted to go back down towards the floor. So now, instead of an imaginary person pulling your arms, you've got your leg pulling your arms. And so the interesting challenge here is, how do I keep my hands interlaced without getting tense and letting your arms lengthen without getting tight? So you still can feel that pulling of your shoulder. And once again, you're just letting your head hang back. No, let your head hang back. So it doesn't come up off the floor here. The minute you feel your head coming up off the floor, that's far enough so that it's easier to pull. You have a little bit less. And again, you're not trying to pick up your head here. You let that head hang back and you only go as far as you can before the head feels that impulse to lift. But each time you do it, see if you can soften more and more and more in that shoulder girdle area, in the chest area, so that the leg can get longer without dragging the head up in the air. Great, and let it go and rest. And once again, bend your right leg, interlace your fingers behind your thigh like you just did. You're going to do the exact same movement, but this time you'll just be a little bit more playful with it. So as you're letting your leg lengthen downward, could you start letting your knee move right and left? So, you know, you let it go a little to the right and it pulls you. You let it go a little to the left and it pulls you, so that you can start to feel different experiences behind your shoulders based on what angle your knee is at. And also you're going to feel something different in your neck and your head, because as the knee goes out to the side, it's pulling one side a little bit more than the other side. So kind of have fun with it. Again, stay within what feels joyful and easy, and enjoying that sweet surrender of your neck, right? We spend so much time tensing in our necks, holding our necks, and then let it go and rest. And then bend your left leg and bring your left knee up over your chest. Interlace your fingers non-habitually behind the fold of your thigh there. And just try just the movement of the straight lengthening downward first, just to feel what that's like on this side. Again, remembering you don't take it to the point where your head lifts off the floor. Instead, you're thinking about how you can make those arms as soft as possible, the chest as soft as possible. Again, maybe coming into contact with your breathing. And then just because it's irresistible and part of you already knows how to play, you can begin letting the knee move right and left. Check in with yourself. Are you having fun? And let it go and rest. And now interlace your fingers around the invisible ball that you were holding before. So your arms are in front of you somewhere. And go back to doing the movement that you did earlier of letting your arms reach upward and the shoulders coming up off the floor, the head hanging backward, and just noticing whether this movement feels different for you right now. And now as you continue this movement, you'll still be lifting first and letting your head hang back. But as you do it, could you begin letting your both arms travel to the left? So your right shoulder would be coming up off the floor, and the shape is going to kind of change a little bit, but don't let the right arm bend more. And so as your arms travel to the left and your head starts to travel, hanging back, could you begin to let your legs roll to the left as well? And as your legs roll to the left, you can feel how they naturally want to start bending. So you can let your legs begin to bend to the left. In other words, your left knee bends out to the left and your right knee is bent to the left. So it starts kind of rolling you towards your left side. So don't get stuck there. You go back to your back and come back. So it's a movement, right? We don't ever want to stay in one place. We do our movement. So you let those, but again, it's the arms motivating you. Now, if there's anyone here that's having any back problems or where the legs are really having a problem moving, another way to do this is to begin with your feet both standing on the floor so that as your arms travel to the left, your legs fall over. Okay, so you play for a moment and decide which way is more pleasurable for you, right? You don't want it to be interfering, but at the same time, it's kind of interesting to explore the movement when your legs are long and letting those knees bend. And as they bend, you want that left leg to stay in front of the right leg. So as you roll to your left side, make sure that your left leg is really bending. So that you're really bending your legs as you travel over. And the right leg is behind the left, not on top of the left. So you kind of leave it behind so you look kind of like a little scissor. You're rolling all the way over onto your left side. The right leg is behind the left leg. The left knee will probably be on the floor. And that's where the sort of the shape of your circle kind of changes a bit, because you might find that in order to get on your side, you need to let the left arm relax a little bit. Make sure you're still breathing. So you want to make sure that your right knee is behind your left knee when you come to your left side. And let it go and rest. And just take a moment, because you've been rolling to your left side all this time, to sense which side of you is more present in your awareness right now. Where are you experiencing changes on either side? And now interlace your fingers non-habitually and try the same movement going to the right. So your arms lead the way. You feel that left shoulder coming up off the floor. Again, this invisible person has been giving you help all along. And as your legs begin to roll, you make sure that your left leg stays behind your right leg. You can even draw your right knee up a little bit more if you want to. So bend both of your legs. Again, you don't get stuck there. You kind of roll and return right now. So what are you doing? You're basically rolling onto your right side, but you're rolling onto your right side in this really crazy complicated fashion. Because again, if you pretend for a minute that you're an alien from outer space that just got born in this body, you're not quite sure how does it work. And so you're trying to figure out, how do you get to the other side? Maybe as a human adult, we have other ways of getting there. But right now, we're just playing with being in the unknown. How do I get to my side by letting my arms lead me? And then let it go and rest. Again, coming in contact with your breathing. Interlace your fingers and bring them up again. And resume the movement of going to the left a couple of times, adding in the bending of your knees, the rolling over, feeling how your spine responds to this invitation. Seeing if, is it a little easier now? So your knees will bend to the left as you roll your arms. Make sure that your right knee ends up behind your left knee. So you don't want your knees to end up on top of each other. You want to end up with one knee, you know, and like I said, you can even draw that left knee up a little bit more. And then the next time that you're on your left side, now you're going to stay there in that kind of crazy position, fingers interlaced. You can let your arms be relaxed a little bit. And now from here, could you begin raising your head sideways? So in other words, your right ear is coming in the direction of your right shoulder, raising and lowering your head, keeping it as easy as you can. And then could you add, once you raise your head, to look around a little bit. So you raise your head and maybe you turn it a little to the right, or you turn it to look down at the floor. So it's, again, this idea of discovery. I raise my head up and then I want to look at the world around me. What's going on over there? How did I get here? What are my options? Notice if as you're raising your head or you're looking around, whether you stop breathing. And then let it go and roll back onto your backs. And interlace your fingers non-habitually. And try the same thing going to your right. So just a few times, feeling the movement to the right first. And again, making sure that there's not a straining motion. Let that right knee draw up so that your left knee can go behind you. But remember that it begins with your arms, not with your legs. It begins with your arms. Your arms are pulling you so that you can feel your head following along. And then the next time that you're over on your right side, just stay there. Again, with your left knee behind your right knee. And just begin raising and lowering your head. Of course, as you're raising and lowering your head, there's going to be changes in the relationship of different parts of you to the floor. But here, again, we're not playing with being intentional, feeling that we have to press anything. And as you get your head up in the air again, begin to explore your world. Look around. But always begin with a side lift. Always begin with a side lift. So you lift it sideways first and then turn so that you're not doing two things at the same time. Paying attention to your breathing. And then let it go. Roll back onto your backs and rest. Now bend your legs and bring both knees up over your chest. And bring your right hand in between your legs to hold your left knee. And not from behind this time, but from in front. So you're holding onto the kneecap there. And then cross your left hand over and hold onto your right knee. And can you begin a movement, still keeping your hands connected to your knees, where one knee starts moving downward towards the floor while the other knee moves upward towards your chest, and then switching? So you're kind of doing a funny little crisscross thing here, moving one knee down and then the other knee down. You're going to find that one arm moves differently than the other based on which one is underneath. And just let your head hang back. You know, your head might move side to side a little bit, but see if you can also feel where it can yield hanging backwards as that leg is going downward. Great. And then just let your legs go and just remember which arm was on top. For most of you, it will have been your left because we started with the right, but sometimes people change. And then bring your knees back up over your chest, and this time having probably your left arm underneath and your right arm on top. And try the same movement. So again, we're paying attention to what's happening to the shoulders and the upper chest, the neck. And at the same time, something's happening in your lower back, making sure again that you're not tensing in your stomach, that you're not doing extra work in your lower back. And then let it go and rest. And now once again, bring your knees up over your chest, cross your arms any way you want to, holding on to your knees. And can you now begin to take both knees downward towards the floor and let your head just hang behind? So don't pick your head up right now. Just feel how far can you go before the head has an impulse to lift. Or to be lifted, right? Again, it's this very kind of just letting the weight of your head hang back there. And now as you continue this movement of your legs lengthening downward, can you begin to take it to a point where it drags your head up off the floor a little bit? Just feel that movement of your head being dragged up off the floor a little bit. Notice that you don't want it to interfere with your easy breathing. If it feels like at that moment where you're catching your breath, then take it easy. Great, and put your legs down, rest a moment. And now bend your legs and bring them up over your chest and grab your knees again like you did before with your arms crossed. If you can do it with your arms crossed. I mean, if it's uncomfortable, of course, you can make another choice. And now this time, as your legs lengthen and your head gets dragged upward, when your head lifts, could you let it turn around as if you wanted to look at the world again? So your head's up in the air, Your neck is hanging back and you're turning your head. This is really hard to do. So pay attention. As your legs are reaching downward, you're turning your head. So you can play with different ways of doing it. You can do it where as your legs come down, your head comes up and you turn. Or you can leave your head hanging there and turn it a few times while it's up in the air. So explore your options. But you don't want to raise your head in such a way that you're looking at your knees. That's a different lesson. Your head is still hanging back there. Let your head just hang back. Your knees pull your head up, and then you're just rolling your head. It's not easy, so please take care of yourselves. If it's too much, just rest. Aha. And when half the class immediately straightens their legs, that's when I know that it's time for everybody to rest. So everybody take a rest. Just let your head roll right and left a little bit. Just notice what it feels like in the neck right now. And then leave the rolling of your head. And now raise your right arm like you did in the beginning of the lesson. We're going to find our imaginary friend again that's trying to get us to get up and see how it feels now. So the arm is going to raise. It's going to travel to the left. As you travel to the left, the head moves, the knees bend to the left. And then this person continues pulling you so that you can see what's it like to actually maybe come up onto your left forearm. So your left arm is just resting as it is on the floor. And see if that person can pull you all the way up. And if it doesn't work, don't worry. Remember that your right knee needs to be behind your left knee for it to work. Your right knee has to be behind your left knee. If your knees are on top of each other, you'll never get up. So let that right knee be behind you and let that person pull you up. If you don't come up to sitting, don't worry. It doesn't matter. So there's going to be a moment where your head hanging back starts to get pulled where you want to see where you're going. See what happens. And again, you don't have to get there. Let your right knee bend behind you. And if you need to, you can draw that left knee up a little bit more. It makes it a little bit easier sometimes. And rest a second on your back. And raise your left arm up in the air. And try the same thing going to the right. It's always interesting to see if one side is easier than the other. And again, if you need to start with your legs bent, that's okay. But throughout the whole thing, you have this experience of this invisible support, someone pulling on your arm to get you up there. And there's no tension. And that's the thing. When Feldenkrais was teaching this lesson, he kept talking about the moment that you feel like your stomach starts to get involved. That's the moment that you need to let go of this and not try so hard, because it's less important to get up than it is to feel this sort of skeletal possibility. So don't strain. Don't let your left leg go in front of you. And for those of you who feel like you want to and got it, see what it's like to go from one side to the other side. So one arm goes, you end up sitting on one side, then the other arm comes up, you end up sitting on the other side. Start to have a little bit of fun. Regress for a moment. Let your left leg be behind you when you go to your right. Let your right leg be behind you when you go to your left. and let everything go and rest. Taking a moment to just sense your contact with the floor right now. And now interlace your fingers and make that circle in front of yourself again, and bring both knees up over your chest. Now, can you do the movement of this person pulling on your arms, but this time they're going to pull your arms up and then downward towards your legs, as if they were, again, trying to pick you up, and at the same time, you lengthen your legs. So your head will hang back and then it'll pick up as your legs straighten. And of course, you're not going to try to sit up. See if you can do it without using your stomach muscles. And if anyone actually succeeds, let me know. So you're straightening your legs. You're letting your arms pull your head up. Your hands are not attached to your knees now. That's the challenging part. Don't feel you have to get up there. See if you can really let it be so soft that you don't have to use your stomach muscles, but you're just rolling upward. And then let it all go and rest. And regardless of whether you actually came up to sitting in any of those approximations, or whether you were just doing a small part of the movement, notice how you're connecting to the floor right now. If you go back to sensing the right side of yourself, and how you're making contact with the floor, and the left side of yourself, noticing your breathing, and now just think for a moment, how do you usually roll to your side to come up to sitting? So for most people, they bend their knees and bring their feet to standing. So you can do that if you want to. And just do your way. How would you roll to your side and come up to sitting? And just notice, what does it feel like to do that now? Has the quality of your own way of rolling up to sitting changed because of all the crazy ways we've done today? And then from there, roll back down to your back and roll up to your other side in your way. And just feel how is it different for you today? And then the next time that you're up, come all the way up to standing. And once you're standing, just notice, has all this rolling around in some way changed your relationship to being vertical? Sense how your feet are connecting to the floor. Walk around a little bit. Notice what your head and your neck feel like and how you're relating to the horizon. And this is the beauty of Feldenkrais lessons. It affords us this new experience of integration. So that's the end of today's lesson.